You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Austin, come here. I need to tell you something. I am in love with you. I am in love with you.
I am so glad Lindsay,
I'm so glad she's back.
Hubhouse Hubbard has entered the chat.
Hubs is back, y'all.
Hubs she made this back. House an in- injection. She has activated this house.
I think she would, and God. I was right. She did.
Because I've got to say, the first episode was a little bit of a snooze. Those four people they brought in, besides the Italian guy who wants to fuck Paige, the other three people, Julia, I'm warming to, Gabby and
too.
Jason, bring a book. I mean, really.
Those four people still don't equal the energy of Hubs.
No. And you've got the comic duo that is Craig and Austin, and you've got the kind of, even though Kyle and Amanda are given a little weird energy this season, because I don't think they know how they fit. We talked about it last episode.
Well, they're growing up and becoming adults.
Yeah. But y'all, Hub House is here to fuck shit up, and I'm ready. Sierra has no idea what's in store for her.
Well,
this is Winter House.
This is Winter House, y'all. Season one, episode two. I think she does because she was in Summer House and saw Hubs go cray. I think Sierra's going to handle it well. We shall see. I think Austin is the one who's going to come out looking like, Austin.
This is Austin. Such a typical, he will do nothing for his douchebag image to do this show. He should have just gone in there saying, maybe I'm not going to try to play all these three women against one another, because supposedly there's a third who's into Austin by the end of the season.
Oh, yeah, they showed it on the... But yeah, Paige says three women, but we don't know
Gabby.
Who.
I guarantee you it's Gabby.
It's going to be Gabby.
I see red flags with Gabby already, and... I'm frankly worried.
Let's talk. Well, but real quick, y'all, go to the Linktree link if you want to go to our live show. We're coming to New York and Chicago in January.
New York City?
It's true. We sold out, so we added two new dates. We want to remind you that we're doing We're doing a Friday night show and a Saturday night show in Chicago.
In both cities.
And then a Friday and Saturday in New York. Now, listen, if you go to the Friday night show, we're recapping a different episode,
No, we're doing the same episode with different couples.
Yes, but it's going to be a different live show. So it's not going to be the same material. We're not talking about the same things. So
different songs.
We didn't discuss that.
Different dresses.
We didn't discuss it. No. Oh, I can wear a dress now? Okay.
No, different wardrobes.
No, I want to wear
a
dress.
I'm not letting you wear a dress.
No, I don't know why. I want to be free.
You know why I'm trying to not let you wear a dress? I'm trying to cut down on the level of what we're having to do. But you're...
Okay, I can't bring this up because it would be telling secrets of the live show. I just want to bring a dress that I put on the way I'd put on normal clothes. Some of the things you have wanted to do in these live show involved live animals. So, which is not happening, y'all.
I just want to put on a good show for our fans.
So, this whole, I just don't want you to be too, bullshit. Anyway, go to the live show. We're excited. And remember, because this is, if you enjoy Watch What Crappens, they're doing a live show in New York City on the Thursday before. They're doing the Crappy Awards on Thursday the 27th. So go see their show.
Go see them. Come see us on Friday and Saturday.
And by Sunday.
I think they're at Town Hall.
I think so. And then by Sunday, you'll be a homosexual.
You'll be fucking polluted. And remember, for our shows, bring your boyfriend or significant other, but make sure he knows he's going in Poodle's playpen.
More, yes.
Which is off to the side.
Yeah, or better yet, your husband. Your husband. Poodle loves a husband.
And I'll throw like cans at them the whole time, and they'll have to dance for my amusement.
And then 2 days later, when you're cooking out with your family and your kids, and you see your husband deep throating a hot dog, blame Poodle.
And you'll ask, "What are these weird welts on your back?"
And he's just gonna say, "I can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it." That's first rule of Poodle is you can't talk about Poodle.
You can't talk about Poodle. No, the first rule is of Poodle Club is go get an antibiotic.
Exactly. That's the truth. As for all of them.
The second rule is then don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
Ask get prescribed all of them.
All of them. Anyway, so that's going on. I think, y'all, we're going to be jumping into season 2 of Happily Ever After for our Patreon and Supercast sissies. That's at the $5 tier. We recap the classic, classless episodes.
Yeah, and that's season 2 is the first season of Nicole and Azin on Happily Ever After.
Happily Ever After.
Chantel and Pedro and everyone's favorite.
Lauren.
Everyone's favorite, Russ and Pal.
Although this is supposed to be when Pal starts getting crazy.
Oh, got it.
So maybe it'll be good. But we're excited. Just as always, when we start a new season of a show on our class list, we're going to put the first episode out on the free feed so you can try before you buy. So there you go.
Just a little taste. The first just taste is free.
Just a tip. We're just going to
like
pat
my dealer
it.
Used to tell me.
Yeah, we're just going to tap it on your backside and say, we might be entering if you're consenting.
Consent's important, y'all.
Yep, they is. So I think that's all we got.
Let's talk about this episode called Heating Colder Secrets, Hot Secrets.
I didn't write it down.
Anyway,
remote but goat today.
Yeah, you're in Texas and I'm in Houston. Sunny Los Angeles.
Yeah. I have to say, when and if we do a live show in Houston, because I do love the city and I think you'll like it too a lot, and I want
to
do a live show here.
I just don't know Houston that well.
I don't know what I think when we drive around. I'm going to have to get a completely different Uber, Lyft, or rental car than you, because the streets in Houston are the worst pieces of shit I've ever driven on in my life. They're so they're so bumpy, and it's like a fucking off-road. I'm not kidding. In the middle of the city, I was driving by Rice University, and like the
it's
car
so went, there.
It is pretty, but the car, I wasn't even going that fast. The car went up in the air, I think, because the roads are so... I don't know why. I love you. This I love the city, but if I was a Houstonian, I'd be pissed at my roads. But I thought today, I went, oh my God, Jake is going to be obsessed with how bad the roads are, and he's going to talk about it constantly because he obsesses about traffic and road
things. I do not like uneven roads.
I'm worried for it.
Let's talk about the show. This is post Andrea, who Austin just calls Andy. And from now on, I'm going to call him Andy.
I like it.
Andy and Paige's make out, and also Sierra and Austin.
Did you notice what time the make out happened?
No.
Oh, they flashed on the screen and it said 11:11.
Oh, really?
11:11.
We do it big.
Pop, pop, fizz, fizz.
I reposted something on Twitter. I think I said this the last thing about it. Someone sent it to me. We did not make this, but I posted it on Twitter, and I don't think a lot of people got it. Like, what is this? And it was that it was that scene from The Shawshank Redemption when Andy Dufresne gets into the office and plays the Marriage of Figaro for the rest of the prison.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it said the TLC releases the original video of Darcy and Stacey doing it big. And he presses the button, and what comes out is and all the prisoners are like looking up, and they're enraptured. Viewers are like, what is this? I don't think Twitter got it, but I thought it was really fucking funny.
What's funny? That's a really old reference, though.
I think it is. That's like a generational reference that I would enjoy.
But that movie is still pretty famous. It's still like
guy's favorite fucking movie.
It's true. I do enjoy it very much.
If I have to hear that, if you go around and saying your favorite fucking movie, your husband's going to say, Shawshank Redemption.
It's a great movie. I do. It's
definitely I try to grab him.
Yeah, you do.
It's not my top 10 favorite movies. Not mine.
Oh, it's one of mine, yeah. Actually, whenever you first heard him play Marriage of Figaro, though, did you sob?
I'm not saying it's not a great movie. I'm just saying straight men love that fucking movie because it allows them to cry.
Because they want to have male relationships.
Yes.
My dad's. My dad's favorite is Ghost.
I just don't think he's seen a lot of movies.
Oh, no. He's seen a lot of... But Ghost is his favorite movie. He loves Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what Mother Poodle's favorite movie is?
Whoopi Goldberg. What?
Terminator 2. Hand to God. She still says, this is the best movie I've ever seen. I saw it in a theater. There was so much shooting. Mother Poodle enjoys violence.
That explains a lot.
She loved it. She's like, it was so cool. And they shot the guy who looked like Mercury. They really got him.
Wow.
And Arnold. Yeah, she loved Terminator 2. I have to think long and hard about my favorite movie. I'm sure it would be something really depressing.
And it probably in like French or in like, I don't know.
Maybe Sanskrit. Maybe one of the blue, white, red trilogy. We need to move on. I hate myself right now for how pretentious that was.
So y'all, it's 11:11, and
maybe
they're making
the feast.
They're making out in the hot tub. I'm just going to keep talking. They're making out in the hot tub, and they're giggling. And then Paige pulls such a boss move of, this is a poodle move of, let me make out with you, rub up against your dick, and then say, I'm going to go
let's
upstairs.
Let's go join them. So... instead of going play by play here, you guys, because these Bravo shows are kind of messy like that. It's not
this
what
episode
we
episode was very schizophrenic.
So we're just going to talk about our tea bags or things that we liked.
Yep. Now, my first kind of tea bag, actually, to go off what you were talking about earlier, can we talk about Luke and Gabby and this having this outside conversation?
She wants to bone him so bad.
So what do you? What do you think about this pairing of Luke and Gabby?
I think it's good.
I do too, actually.
I think it's good.
They're both weird enough for each other for me.
She thinks he's really deep.
Oh, no.
And then she's going to realize he just talks out his ass and he's just your normal douchebag. But he just plays this... Luke is definitely good for a vacation hookup. He's great for that.
Agreed.
I will say this. He looks particularly hot this season.
He does look
good
this season.
That hair is doing it for me. Yeah,
the hair is better. The body's on point. He's got his beard and stuff trimmed where it looks.
It's still hard for me because I just... I think he's hot, but his personality sucks. It just does.
Do you think, because we'll bring this up later in another point, but do you think Luke is flirting with her?
Luke flirts with every girl.
I agree.
And that's his way of talking to women. Yep. That's his currency with women. He flirts with women and tells them what they want to hear. Even Amanda, he's talking to Amanda later. That's as a model and also as someone who looked like him growing up. He realized he could do that without having kind of a lot of a personality. That's what he's been able to do. And
well, if you're new to Winter House and haven't heard of Summer House season, it's not that we're not Luke fans. We're just not Luke fans.
That's accurate. He is around guys, Luke is a good guy. He's a good dude. He will be one of the guys, but with women, nope. He will always wind up letting you down and making you feel like you're a queen for a while and then treating you like garbage.
Yeah.
When he's moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Gabby doesn't care because she's like, ooh, he's outdoorsy. And I love an outdoors man because she hunted and fished too. So
she, again, not that deep. So
that's what they have to connect about.
What do you think? So this is a question I had because this kind of goes off of this. This was mine.
Ask away, poodle.
Is Jason also friends with Gabby? That kind of weird model foursome. It seems like they knew one another. Maybe they don't know each other very well.
That's what I'm assuming because you think that they're friends with Julia. And
Julia, who is the Kevin Bacon of this group.
Yeah,
everyone is several degrees away from Julia.
And so you think, okay, they know each other. But then... he likes her, but they don't know each other. It's confusing.
And he's so this just tells you guys, whether you're a model or you think you're hot or you don't think you're hot or you look at someone and say, how could they not have confidence? This guy has no confidence at all. And there's nothing more infuriating to watch on TV than a hot person with no confidence. I've just got to say that. This guy is going to piss everyone off because he's going to be so boring.
And it's fair. I almost feel like, because Amanda asked Jason, like, who's your POI? And Jason says, it's Gabby. And they're like, ooh.
And the thing is, well, do something about it. He's like, well, I'd rather just like hang out with the girls and just play background. Y'all, if he was on like Survivor or a reality show, he would be one of those who made it to the last because he would be a fucking floater for sure.
He's just maybe subtle. Not everyone's asshole has teeth on it and chomps after people like Pac-Man Poodle.
But I'm sorry, if you're on a show like this. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Ooh, it's a peach. Get the cherry. Get the cherry. Banana.
That's a pretty good.
Woo, 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 woo.
But no, he's on a reality show.
I know.
You gotta have personality.
Like you said last week, who the fuck put Julia in charge of casting? Like, it's like the cast director was like, look, I've got 4 kids right now. 2 of them have COVID. My husband's cheating on me. Julia, take over. And she just picked her friends. And this casting director didn't vet good people.
It's weird that 4 people don't know one another. And these are the 4 that we've chosen.
It seems weird. It seems weird.
It's almost like I want to put the other four into like an escape pod and shoot them into another house.
It's true. What's your next teabag, Poodle?
I want to talk about Craig. Craig basically is telling...
This is mine.
Craig is basically telling...
Austin.
About Austin. He's like, well, you know that Lindsay has like a crush. Lindsay is in love with you.
Lindsay is totally... You know what? We weren't planning on doing this, but we're going to do it now. Y'all, we're going to be doing a reality gaze theater of Austin and Craig. All right. Poodle will be playing fat-tongued Austin and...
human tongue, as I called him on our Instagram post today.
And I will be playing... Yeah, go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast, because we have a Winter House meme. It's Christina
It's all about what happened herself. Last week about oral sex and cheese, and Craig talking about her gender studies class.
It's great. So I'll be playing Craig. And action.
Hey, Craig. What are you doing?
Hey, what are you doing like on the bed? You hungover?
A little bit. I'm always kind of hungover. Like, I was drinking too much whiskey.
Yeah. Liking out in the hot tub.
That was so hot. We're doing so good. Right, Andy? Yeah.
Yes, I think we're having a good time.
Why does Andy sound like that one podcast I listened to where that gay guy does Florian?
I don't know what they're talking about because I don't know. I don't listen to gay podcasts because I'm not gay.
I like a hot tub.
I'm not saying you're gay.
When you sit in a hot tub, the hot water goes up my smooth asshole and it bubbles.
You really never smooth. You never fail to talk about your smooth asshole.
That's very smooth.
Anyway, what do you think will happen when Lindsay comes? What do you think will happen?
Okay.
When Hub House gets you.
Dude, you remember that time that I told you not to sleep with Madison again because it would blow up in your face and you did it anyway?
You did that like about 11 times. Yeah.
This is like going to be that repeating itself and you're still not going to listen to me because this is bad news. She's in love with you. She's in love with
you. Oh my God, you think so?
Yes. She's in love with you. She totally wants to bang you.
What has given her that idea? Because I've told her like I would date her and like I would call her on the phone all the time.
Yeah, dude, you send mixed signals. Like,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just like me doing me. I'm Austin, y'all.
Look,
I'm just doing me.
I
just swallowed my tongue.
Remember, I'm not an idiot. I'm an attorney who makes pillows. Like, I can see things. I can see things.
And scene. I'm surprised he did not. He did work into talking about law exams earlier. And exams at law school. But
he did.
If he would said, and I know things because I'm an attorney who makes pillows.
I'm so proud
of him. Who knew that Craig Conover would be the best, would turn this into something.
I'm so proud of Craig. And actually, I like Austin too. I do like Austin. It's just that Austin is like someone like Luke treats women like shit because Luke is, I think, just gross and kind of doesn't care about women's feelings.
He hates women.
Where Austin has such void of insecurity and need where he's true.
I agree.
It's not that I'm not vindicating it, but it makes
And you're
me,
not making excuses, but and you, I'm not you have excuses, a little empathy.
But he is a human. You can't help not feel sympathy for the guy in that, y'all, Madison LaCroix fucked him over more than like any reality person I've ever seen.
She ate his fucking lunch, y'all.
And she ate his soul. She did it on national television, too.
Yeah. She ate his fucking soul. Yeah,
so
I agree with you.
Does go out to him and Poodle and I would both sleep with him because he's got a nice dick.
He's got a nice dick. And I will say, he is charming.
He is.
There is a certain charm about him that I understand. He knows how to talk to women. Yes. Not in the way that Luke does. in a way that he that sounds like he actually cares about them.
I actually think he does. I think he cares about people in general. I think he, but that's his problem, is that he's so affable and he's so flirty. He never can turn it off.
He's extremely, what the thing is, he would never tell you is, he probably would, but now, what people don't realize, he's the most sensitive person in the house. Like Kyle.
And y'all, I know we make fun of him, but Craig is one of the smartest people on Southern Charm and one of the smartest people in this house.
And very savvy.
I think probably the most savvy people in this whole house, probably I would say would be, actually in this situation, are going to be Craig and Amanda.
Yep. Totally. 100%. Amanda's the fucking Yoda of this show. She's always been.
Paige is normally really smart, but y'all, this season, she's digmatized.
She's digmatized by Andy. Hey, come stai?
Yeah. Come say DC digmatized in Italian.
So, y'all, Hub House is here. She walks in immediately, and she's like, oh my God, why am I such a psycho? And I forget how much I love her. Everyone's doing Fireball. It's 8 a.m., and
I don't do shots anymore because y'all, shots make me grossly sick.
Have you ever done Fireball shots?
Yes,
it's in high school. Absolutely brutal.
If I met Lindsay Hubbard at a bar, I would do a Fireball shot with her. I would regret it the next day, but I love her that much. I would put my body in pain.
Lindsay Hubbard is if a prehistoric bird was crossed with a blonde hair, with a blonde bag of hair, and just and probably a bottle of whiskey.
Yes,
she's just when we first started watching Summer House, I'm like, this girl's obnoxious. I grew on us. To love her. She is reality TV gold. She has the best. She has very, very high expectations, and she's not afraid to like knock shit around.
I feel sorry for, not sorry, but she's one of those women where it's going to take a very special man to date her.
True, true. And I think she deserves it.
And actually, yeah. a very strong man with a very strong sense of self. Hashtag not Austin.
Not Austin, and definitely not little Steven who didn't make sandwiches for her.
No, like Lindsay needs to date somebody like Steve Wozniak or somebody who's just
an older guy.
Yeah, and somebody who's just so fucking established. They're like, do what you want.
Yep. She needs someone, and also who's going to know that she needs a lot of attention because it's just what she does. She needs
help. Yeah.
Basically, if you don't know a lot about Lindsay's past, Lindsay's mom left when she was very young.
Yeah. She's talked about this on the show.
And she's talked about this, and it really was the defining moment in her life.
Yeah.
And she's still trying to get over that feeling of being neglected or left and being. And
she talks about having codependency. Like she says, I have codependency issues. And y'all, she has huge codependency issues. Like go to a CODA meeting, bless her heart. Yeah. Because the fact that like, this is a deal. I don't know. A question for you, Poodle. Can Lindsay, you know what? We're going to pose it to everyone. We're going to ask a question and then go to break.
Okay.
Can Lindsay Hubbard actually be friends with a guy and not want to fuck them?
That's a really great question when we return.
The answer when we return. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies, great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com patreon.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So we're back, and we left you with a question for the ages. Yes. Can Lindsay Hubhouse Hubbard have platonic relationships with men and not want to fuck them?
Inquiring minds want to know.
My answer to this would be yes, with reservations.
Okay.
She's friends with Kyle. However, her track record is with men who she's been friends with. She tried to hook up with Luke last season in the infamous "Who's Tracy?" incident.
Who's Tracy? Which y'all unanimously voted for us to still end the show that way.
We're still ending. If you're always wondering why we say "Who's Tracy?" we're not going to explain it. It's a Lindsay Hubbard thing.
And you know what? It's an ode to Lindsay. We love her.
It is exactly "Who's Tracy" represents everything that Lindsay is. Yeah.
Agreed.
Listen to our Summer House episodes and you will find out near the end of the season, you will find out who's Tracy means.
You will.
And when it happened, we were so delighted by it.
Because I think Amanda's with Kyle's with Amanda. Now I know they weren't at first, but I mean,
they did flirt in earlier seasons.
They did.
Yeah. She also has flirted with Carl. And her boyfriend Everett in the first season was also one of her friends.
And then also season 3 or 4 that she was into Luke.
And last season.
it was kind of finishing up in the first part of last. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So y'all, it's
hard for her. It's very hard for her not to want to fuck or be in relationships with her male friends. Yeah.
Austin is oblivious to this.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't.
That is his weakness. That is Austin's weakness, is he's oblivious to how women feel about him. He doesn't know because he's insecure.
He's also just oblivious in the way, when you think about the way Austin's tried to start his business, and Austin is oblivious to how he takes up space in the world, I think.
Yep. Yep.
Whereas
agree.
Craig is very aware of that. And I think a lot of that has to be Craig, people have said Craig is gay and he's not. But
Craig has learned also. Craig's came a long way since his first couple of seasons.
But no, I think Craig has had to, Craig is a quote unquote more effeminate, more intellectual man. So he's different than the normal. Austin is a good looking 6'4" white blonde straight man who doesn't have to question how he moves in the world. Where Craig sometimes thinks like, oh wait, these guys call me gay. Why am I different? So he's thought about that.
I understand what you're saying. It is a spectrum of straight men, but for what he's having to think. Also, I'm going to have to take issue with calling Craig an intellectual. I don't know if I'd go that far.
he's an intellectual, but you know what I mean.
I know what you're talking about. He does think in different ways about things than a lot of the other straight men.
Yeah.
What I would like to talk about.
What's your next teabag, Poodle?
My next one is.
We should have teabag noises every time I say teabag. And you say teabag number three.
Dip. I don't think that teabags have a noise.
Whoop, whoop.
I guess that would be too much.
Yeah.
So huge, huge things. Austin says, I guess I need to take Lindsay out and tell him what happened with Sierra. And so he's like, she's like, yeah, we're having a good time, right? I'm so glad to be here with you, Austin.
Austin, it's great. I've had a date with you in so long, and I've just talked to you, and
we're
now I'm
finally single at the same time. And then she's like, so I should tell you that I made out with Sierra last night. And then her follow up question:
did you make out with anybody else?
I screamed. No other girls though. No, that's the only one.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Do you want to make out with her again?
What do you want to do, Austin?
No, it's kind of like, you know, I just want to be in a place that, like, it's like a family love kind of thing. Like, everyone's going to be around everybody else.
And so they kind of, like, leave it there.
She's trying her best not to be crazy. She's trying her best.
They even edit the music sometimes when Austin tells her stuff, like, later on. And they do kind of like, ding, 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 ding.
Y'all, at one point, her eyes do like the girl on Species. They kind of turn to the side and they go back in her head and she has new eyeballs.
Yeah.
She's just processing in real time how to take this information. Because the thing about it is Austin's so stupid because she's been laying the bedrock of this for a long time.
Well, my next point is, you know what pairing I kind of am loving and I didn't think I would love is Lindsay and Julie.
Okay. I got to agree with you. And I'm going to say this, opposites attract.
Or Julia. Yes. Julia. Yes.
And
Julia,
I think they're going to be okay. Because I think
I want them to be good friends.
I think Julia just molds with whoever she's with. I think that's her superpower.
I do agree with that. That's why she has all these different people. And y'all, Lindsay, if you just look at Lindsay and say, hi, how are you? She tells you her life story.
Yeah. She was like,
That's where Lindsay and I get along is we have both emotionally vomit very quickly. And
I don't know why I ever had a problem with her because I have such a soft spot for her now.
I just love her so much. I love her as much as I love Darcy and Stacey.
You know, I was just thinking about that. She's a little bit of Darcy to me.
She is because there is this. Maybe we are attracted to the people who have needy vulnerability.
Yeah,
but what we find out from Lindsay and Julia is, Austin's told her that he wants to date her.
He wants to date her. He said, this is the year that we date.
Yes.
He also says that they talked.
This is the year we date. I mean, how am I supposed to take that? Like, I says it to me.
She and Darcy both have raspy voices.
They do.
But she's basically saying that we talk to each other through our relationship. So they're already super vulnerable with each other.
We've never been single at the same time, but now we're single at the same time.
Also, later on, we find out at the they go tubing. We're not going to talk about it, but they're at the bar later on, and they tell everyone. So we should tell everybody this: we fucked,
and they're like, "What?" And like Sierra talks about this. And it's true. Ever since Lindsay came, she has clamped on Austin like a Venus flytrap on a spider. And I mean, she is hugging him at this bar and she's like, I love you. Oh, you're so great. And she's like kissing on him. And Sierra's just looking over there like, what the fuck is happening?
kudos to Sierra, for Sierra has been classy since day one.
She has been.
And even with that shit with Hannah and Luke last season, Sierra was like, I'm not playing into this bullshit drama.
There is a pattern of Sierra of like, how do you get yourself involved in these relationships with someone who's already in another relationship with
someone? I agree. Yeah,
it's different this time because Sierra was in the, it's kind of the reverse because Sierra was the one in the relationship with Luke Pryor, but
right. Did you hear Sierra say, this bitch does not care about girl code at all? And no. You'd be right, because she's a man's woman.
She's a man's woman, baby.
She just wants to hang out with the boys.
Yeah, and there's a reason why Lindsay doesn't have a lot of relationships with women. And why her and Amanda can get along really well, because Amanda's with Kyle. And Kyle is not, like, and I guarantee you, like, Lindsay will end up being good friends, like, or it could be very cordial with, like, Carl if he gets a girlfriend and whoever Carl dates.
Yeah, it's interesting to see, because I think she sees Julia as someone who is non-threatening. And also Julia has a boyfriend.
But no, I was going to say, big thing is Julia has a boyfriend.
And that means she's not a competitor. And
it was the perfect pairing to put them in a room, now that I think of it. We thought it was terrible, because, and it's perfect.
Y'all remember the other women in the house who Lindsay has been in the house with? There's really no other women except Danielle, who is not here, but they had a prior relationship. Lindsay has mostly antagonistic relationships towards the other women in the house.
She does.
In general.
She hasn't really a lot with Paige before.
A little bit. Last season, they went at each other, but and they really went at each other in season three.
No, that's true. They went at each other in season three. I forgot about that. But they're like, they are this couple that are just making out in the bar. Like, Austin hasn't even told Craig that he slept with her. Because, you know, Craig will be like, Austin, I knew it. I told you. I knew it. And so...
you're like an idiot savant. Which we don't use that term anymore. You just say savant. And we're kind of throwing out savant, too. Because it... I don't know. It's just...
What's wrong with those...
There's usually more of a... it's getting to where savant is usually combined with idiot savant so much. And...
I've never heard the term idiot savant before.
Oh, really? That's how it started.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they dropped savant. They dropped idiot from it.
Oh, well.
It explains... A lot of times, the being on the spectrum usually now is a catch-all for that now. So that you're having to do it less.
Oh, well, there you go. The more you hoe.
We do see a little Craig nipple action. His tiny, tiny, tiny nipples. Tiny nipples in my wine.
I don't know that. But yes, they... So... I think it's your, is it your turn or my turn?
Your turn.
Okay. So we basically,
I'm sorry, one thing before we do move on. Did you hear Austin say, why don't we just like, is there a rule that we just can't like, fuck it, let's date? Did you hear that?
So that's what he says. Austin, that's the thing. Austin is so stupid. He just says whatever comes into his brain.
I know.
And so Craig ends up later talking to Sierra, and he's like, so they hooked up like 3 years ago, and she's always had a thing for him. And Sierra's like, fuck.
What did I do?
Meanwhile, he's trying to talk to Sierra, where Lindsay is so fucking drunk. And Austin comes down there with Amanda's trying to take care of Hubs. Austin comes down there and she's just, y'all, this is the shit you do in middle school and high school when you liked people. She's like sitting on top of him, like saying, I'm not going to let you up. I'm not going to let you up. Remember that?
But she's got arrested development. Like that's what Lindsay does.
Weirdly, y'all,
Lindsay is a very powerful PR person. In New York.
She's very good at her job.
Extremely organized. Like the funniest thing last season was her list of here's when I have a kid, here's when I get married. And it was an actual list of ages when she had to have things done by.
Yeah.
Which, y'all, if you have those lists, please wad them up or burn them, because that will only just fuel you to feel bad about yourself if you don't accomplish them.
If I completed that list, I wouldn't be here doing a podcast with you. I would be, again, a church organist with my wife and our three kids, and I would be fucking one of the youth directors.
That kind of sounds hot, though.
Jesus.
Very, very, very big love of you.
Dilbert, am I going to see you at chapel earlier today, Dilbert?
So the next thing basically is the Lindsay confession of
I love you.
I love you. I'm up with you.
Yeah. So,
because
I love with you,
there is nothing that makes Lindsay more emphatic than a clapping thing that she does whenever she is excited.
She does clap when she's excited.
She claps with every word. That is a Hub House thing.
Yes, she does. Hub House does that. And Austin's just like,
but I need some time to process this.
I need time to process now, this. Yeah, and he goes and eats Doritos.
Then goes into Sierra's room. I lost my mind.
And passes out. Or tries to pass out. He does this thing like, oh, and I gotta sleep. And Sierra finally is like, okay, you gotta go to bed. That was before. But
so, and I kind of understand why he's so upset about that. And she doesn't see it as a big deal. She's love bombing him, which is a terrible thing to do. And especially for him, y'all, he doesn't have anything left in his tank right now. He can't process that.
Because
we said, like, because Madison ate his soul.
Like,
she ate his soul.
I'll be honest, y'all. Being on this show right now is the worst thing for Austin.
It is, right? I thought the same thing.
Austin needed to, like, I mean, he's going to be on Southern Charm because he still needs the money. But because his beer business, I think, was starting to grow, and then COVID like really fucked things up for him, bless his heart. But he just needs to not be with people right now.
I know. It sucks. So what's your next one?
This is a very short one, and it's just Kyle is walking around his underwear with his hand in his pants like a 6-year-old.
Oh, God.
Just, you know, he's like walking around, putting his hand in and then like smelling his balls and then like putting his hand in his pants and then smelling his balls. That's what Kyle does.
I think I would totally hook up with him, mostly because I think it would be fun.
You know, I will
the
penis say he
is nothing to write home about, y'all. But he's a good time for me.
But the ass is good and has like that little blonde kind of like tufts of hair on it. Dusting and his
I
hair
might penetrate him.
Woo!
Before
someone didn't much. You penetrated one guy, and that's because he fell on some ice, and you fell after him and put your dick in his ass.
Oh!
And then your dick wilted like the Wicked Witch of the East when the house fell on her. Just. Just left a pair of red shoes.
So my last one is just basically the conversation that Austin has with her, with Lindsay later on after the kind of took a decompress saying, you told me you love me. And she's like, yeah, I did.
You know what?
And
actually,
he's like,
Before you get to that, I want to get to mine because I want to end on yours.
Go ahead. Okay.
Because yours is what ended the show, and it's such a great way they ended it, and I want to talk about it. But my next one, actually, I just want to bring up, to go back to Luke a little bit. Y'all, Luke is outside making this igloo, and he's doing, show me you're a Luke without telling me you're Luke. This is what Luke does all the time. He does these extrovert, he thinks he's doing these extracurricular activities that make him look so manly and bro-y, but they're just, no one fucking cares. But these women, especially Gabby, are watching him making a foundation of a fucking igloo house that he's going to be obsessed about all fucking winter.
Yeah.
anyway, he's making this, and then Gabby's like, ooh, she goes out there and talks to him. But then the producer says, Luke, do you usually know if a girl's into you? And he's like, oh, I just never know if a girl is into me. And I went, bullshit.
That's you can smell it. You can, know.
He always knows a Always knows a girl.
He'll never
likes
admit
him.
It, though.
And he'll never admit it. And he preys upon that because he'll never, again, he never wants to put himself as a bad guy for when Gabby gets her feelings hurt. He'll say, I didn't know you liked me. I didn't do anything wrong.
That's why I really don't like Luke.
I'm just a poor man out here building an igloo in
I'm
the
a
fucking.
Poor, what do I know? I'm just I'm a humble just a, caveman. I was thawed out several, but I do know that my client is not guilty.
Guilty. One of the best sketches ever. But he, but the, was it the producer or someone asked him?
Do you know Gabby's into you, right? Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I'm not into her.
Yeah. He basically said, I'm not into her.
So I think, I agree with you. I think Gabby is actually just as needy as Lindsay, and I think Gabby will be attracted to Austin.
Yep. I'm kind of there with you, yeah. And I think I'm seeing cuckoo red flags from Gabby.
It's true. Okay, yeah. So now finish talking right. about Austin and Lindsay and what
Battle
happened.
Battle Royale that happened, and Austin's like, you can't just come up and tell me that. They can't just say that love bomb me and all that. She's like, I know.
Wait. I know, but...
I know, but it's, and he's like, the no thing is, I love you. I love you like a sister. Y'all, I don't know what's going to happen next
and
week.
And that's when the music came in. I think
she's going to destroy him.
I think what's going to happen is Lindsay's going to try it at first to be really cool about it.
Yep.
And then like two episodes from now, this is going to come back in an explosion.
Yeah, she's going to get activated.
A drunken explosion when he seems to like really gaining headway with another woman.
Oh, God. I feel so bad for Sierra because she's going to get the brunt of it. Or Sierra or Gabby.
I think Gabby could, if Gabby and Lindsay start going at it, sign me up.
That will be very volatile.
Well, what other woman is it going to be? It's not Paige.
No,
it's not Amanda.
It's not, I think
it's not
Gabby.
Julia. It's got to be Gabby. That's the only person left.
Yeah, I don't see it being Julia. The only thing I could see if something happens to Julia, if Julia just starts flirting with other guys. But who knows?
No. That's a show.
Know. That's the show.
That's Winter House.
This was a kind of a low drama episode, except for Lindsay. But I'm liking this show. I don't know if it's a full season. I bet it's only 8 episodes.
Well, you know, the show's okay. I have to say, not to compliment you, I like watching the show, but I enjoy talking about it with you, especially now that Lindsay's back. Now that Lindsay's back.
Yeah, I think I enjoy talking about it. I think the show is so interesting as far as dynamics go, because a lot of these people have been friends for years, mm-hmm. and they have their dynamics. And when you're in a house and alcohol is flowing, there all types of like politics and dynamics are going to start coming out, and it's interesting.
Tell us what you think of the show. Tell us if we missed anything or something you wish we would have brought up. Tweet us at RealityGazePod. Instagram, like you can use some of the comments on some of our new Winter House meme. Put in the comments something about the show. Or if you're on our Facebook group, our private Facebook group with the Sissy Squad.
You'll be having fun in there.
Yes, and if you're listening to this, remember, if you don't want to listen to our commercials, that's fine. You can sign up on our Reality Gaze extra content. We forgot to talk about this.
Yeah.
Our Reality Gaze extra content, which is our Patreon and or Supercast.
Yeah.
If you sign up for the $8 tier, it's commercial free. And if the Patreon has comments too, you can leave comments there. I think that's it, right?
That's it. Yeah.
Y'all, that's the show. Until next time, we'll see you. But remember, always keep asking yourself what, Poodle?
Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy? Who's Tracy?
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.